You are now locked in to the Sitting Down with the Sisters podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Do you know another discussion? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Tattoos.
Oh.
I think that's so interesting.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, I don't know. Are we going to ruffle some feathers?
Yeah. But
I mean, I'm sure.
That's life.
It's our opinion. What do you mean?
That's life, you know?
Do you know what? I saw this TikTok literally right before I left my house. And you know the trend that's going on TikTok where girls are sick, like where people are doing, I'm a Christian girl, so I believe. And then the next slide will be something that.
That's like they, different.
Yeah. Okay. From what the masses think.
I've seen that. I've heard of that.
So this girl done one. She said, I'm a Christian girl and I'm not afraid to say. And then she goes to the next slide and she said something about crop tops, like your body's a temple of love. And I ran to the comments because I love a comment. I love seeing what people think. Yeah, so when I saw that, the comments were bad, as you can imagine.
What, as in people were dragging her for thinking?
Yeah.
But what do you guys think about crop tops as Christian women?
The top is cropping, isn't it? Like, I don't know. I'm joking.
The top is cropping is crazy.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm half and half.
Okay.
I say
you don't really wear them.
You don't wear crop tops.
It depends on how cropped it is. Mm. Like, if
there are actually some crop tops that, like,
no, because the crop tops that I've been seeing that are selling on fast fashion nowadays, it's like the top will be cropped already, and then there's holes in the top.
Right.
So it's basically
distressed look on top of the crop.
It should just be a string at this point.
Just cover your nipple and call it a day.
Basically, just come out in your bra because that's what you wanted to do.
Right.
So
on my days, I like this topic already.
It really depends on how cropped it is. Like, when it's just the ones where you see like. I don't have, I don't think there's an issue with that one, but yeah, I do see the Christian community specifically, why they would have an issue with
the people top. Said your body's a temple of the Lord,
and it is.
Who's the people?
The people, just the people that don't like the crop tops.
And
that's their reasoning behind it.
It is a temple, Timmy.
Of course there's a temple.
Do you know what it is? I don't think they're immodest, personally. I just think it's how you wear it.
Yeah.
So like, for me, you'll never see my whole belly button and the bottom of my stomach, everything out. Because one, maybe because my stomach is also not flat.
Let me define, you know, the low rise
is coming back in fashion, understand? And sometimes they be looking good.
You get. And for some babes, like, them having their whole stomach out, because it's flat, maybe this is my problem, maybe I've been conditioned. But to me, it doesn't look crazy. But for me, you guys do whatever the hell you like. But for me, like, I can never have my whole belly button and the bottom of my stomach out. Mm. I think if you have a tiny bit of your midriff out, or it's them type of crop tops that it's only if you lift your hand a little bit that you see it, or like, then I don't think it's that deep. Right. But I think it's when every day. That's it. It's every day. Your whole
even
stomach
when the
is out.
Sorry, I'm not looking because it's fat.
Even when it's cold, crop top.
Every
when it's
day,
smelling, crop top. When
I'm not sure about that one.
When it's just every day, crop, like you don't have any other
any
tops.
Other clothes. No,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
I find it so interesting.
What about we've spoken about it just in general. What about wearing it to church?
I would never.
I'm sorry, that's brazy.
I would never.
Sorry.
But then you know, that begs the question. If you can't wear it to church, why are you wearing it at all? But I don't believe in that anyway.
Yeah, because but
some church have a certain doctrine.
Like how I go to church is sometimes what I wear to like work. I wear like trousers. I don't wear trousers every day.
Right.
Like formal trousers. So that doesn't really. It doesn't,
there's a bit of formality that comes with the dressing, right, the church dressing that you wouldn't do outside. Like, no, and some I'm churches sorry. Have a doctrine.
Yeah. Guys, there was one time I went to church, yeah.
Oh, no.
And I wore like baggy jeans, but I didn't realize like that the jeans were a little more baggy. Maybe because I had lost weight, I don't know. And the top, it wasn't a crop top, but it was one that stops like just underneath your belly button. So I thought, because I've pulled the jeans up, it's fine.
But your whole belly was showing.
Sorry, the belly didn't come out, but like you could see like a little bit of skin. And I'm not gonna lie, like there was my mentor at church. Like I've just gone, hi, and he's him and his wife have looked down and just gone, hi.
they're looking at you like, what have you come
they,
to church?
They make me feel bad. They didn't even say anything, but I knew that they were like, oh. Like,
did you not notice at this point?
No, yeah. I knew because
but
I
it's just, like, what can I do?
I just gotten up here to go outside quickly, and you know, like when you haven't had a chance to.
Yeah.
So I've bumped into there and I've gone, like, hey,
well,
they've caught me.
I tried
to hide it, but not too
it's
long.
It's not happening, man.
So yeah, I don't. Yeah, crop tops to church.
Wow.
I wouldn't condemn someone and say, oh, you can't come into church if you're wearing a crop top.
Of course.
But it's like that saying, you come as you are, but you don't stay as you are.
I think with time, it's about the development.
Yeah. That's deep.
No, it's true. That's
The first time I heard that, I said, that's powerful.
That's the logic that
I follow. Jesus sat with sinners. They say it as though he became a sinner. I'm like, come on.
And those sinners didn't remain sinners.
They didn't remain sinners.
So let's actually clarify.
So let's come together.
I think the debate with remaining and just changing, like not staying as you are, the actual debate that comes from that is how long then does it take for you to make that change?
And that is personal.
Because that's personal. Do you know what I mean? Like someone can look at someone that's been going to like a church maybe for 2 years and they haven't completely changed, or they haven't had that transition, like turnover that you want them to have, and you're saying that they're still the same.
Still a sinner.
So it's like,
do you know what it is? And the thing
sometimes everyone should face their front.
Face your front for real. And also, when it comes to change, you want that person to have a genuine internal change first.
Not because if they don't have scared that, of something you will say.
Yeah, or like, image.
It shouldn't be. You shouldn't be motivating people to change their aesthetic before their heart changes, because that really is misplaced.
Right.
I remember seeing an argument as well that someone made a point. And they basically said that some people use that argument to just stay the same and not to
definitely.
They don't have a willingness to change.
That's true.
So the whole, oh, it's a journey, it's a process. And whilst I agree with that 100%, I do think we do need to assess, okay, what are the things that I know don't sit right with my spirit and don't please God?
Right.
And why am I fighting so hard to hold on to
Thank
it?
Thank you, darling.
I'm coating it with the title I've always, but it's a journey, it's a process.
Yeah.
But
that's
you've been convicted about it for 6 months now.
Oh.
6 months ago, the Lord has already told you something about
it. But it's still a journey.
But it's a journey.
It's a journey, it's a process.
How long will we say it's a journey, it's a process?
Because the whole point of a journey is not staying stagnant. That's a journey is something that keeps going.
Because
forward.
Some of because
is
there's,
it,
a,
is it there's really a
destination.
A
there's a destination to be met.
Some
so if you're not doing that.
At a red light for too long.
Oh, not the red light.
They're beeping, they're saying hello.
Some cars have they've gone around you.
Right.
You've been overtaken.
Yeah.
And your stool is a journey, it's a process.
That's it. But on the topic of modesty, honestly, I feel like modesty is such an interesting. What would you guys define as modesty? Like, if you heard the word, what's your first thoughts when you hear the word modesty?
Mm.
Are they negative? Are they positive?
What, the word modesty itself?
Yeah.
To me, it's positive.
For me, it's positive. I'm not going to lie to you.
I can't imagine anything negative that's attached to being modest.
But that's a good question, because that word is very subjective, because when some people hear modest, they think boring or like long dresses.
They even sometimes they even think pick me. Some go to the extent of, you know, you're pick me because you want to look a certain way. And I think I don't know if I completely agree with this, but modesty also ties into where you carry yourself.
Yeah, it's
not everything. Just your dress. Yeah, it's just everything just as a package. Yeah. Dressing, it just happens to be one of the things.
If anything, that's the last step. Like, that's what shows outwardly from what's going
We're
on
in the spirit.
In here.
Right. Because that's what I was going to say. I feel like the way that modesty has been taught, the emphasis is always laid on your clothes and like that. But like modesty as the, well, if you read the Bible, it starts in your heart.
And,
and being modest in everything, not just in
how you
dress.
It's also part of your character as well. You can have a modest character.
It's about self-control, actually, because modesty
and just
kind of
humble.
Is kind of synonymous with self-control.
No,
it's knowing
it
that, you know, for instance, you can be this extreme or you could be this extreme, but no, you find a balance.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what modesty is.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like modesty is a spectrum, because for some people, some things are immodest. Like for me,
say it.
Well,
say it.
Speak up, baby.
Sorry if you're going to cry. But for me, if you, I don't believe in having a bikini picture on your Instagram page.
As a Christian woman?
Or just in general?
I just think as a woman. Personally, I think it's immodest, because people always say this, but I kind of slightly agree. You wouldn't come on the internet with your pant and your bra.
Yeah, which is basically
like you wouldn't put. Yeah, they have. You wouldn't post.
Not they started. They've been
on your page. Like you wouldn't post it on your page, especially the type of bikinis that are reigning at the moment. The one that is the string.
Holes everywhere.
Is the string and
holes? It's the tiny piece of material.
It's a line. It's strings that is holding yourself together. To me,
it's about to burst.
I don't think it's a discussion that is immodest, in my opinion, because. For a lot of people, it even takes a lot of courage to wear that.
Yeah.
Talk less of now is on Instagram.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
I just think it's too much.
Sorry, I was going to just say, it's not to obviously, like, I think you have to get what we're trying to say to understand what we mean by what Ayo said. It's not knocking out anyone's confidence or everyone has a journey as to why and reasons and intention on why they put something on the internet. And I was saying earlier, with intentions, you can never really know someone's intention. That's why it's difficult to comment on certain things.
Yeah.
But just from what we can see,
to me, that's wild.
The comments you can make based off that. Right, you know?
If you want to, just a question to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a picture that you saw, is the first word that jumps into your mind Christian?
And that's a question for the believers. We're speaking to the believers.
That is my question to the public. And like some people say, oh, but that's judgmental. I don't think so.
Mm.
I think every Christian has a level of influence and has a witness to protect.
Whether you have a platform or not, or the numbers are there.
1,000,000%. And so,
no, you're right. I agree.
I personally think it's not that you're. Praise should say, if God, what God cannot do does not exist. I'm not saying that's what.
The quotes. There's a picture.
I'm not saying every single picture should be you, head to toe, long flowing skirt. That's not what I'm saying.
Or your bio should be full of Bible verses.
That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, if somebody was to come onto your page, is your witness protected?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that if you have one at the moment that it's not. I'm just saying that you need to think about it in a holistic sense. Are you protecting your witness by that being the kind of content you put out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, does it give an appearance of evil? Because the Bible tells us to flee all appearances of evil.
Mm. Yeah.
And yeah.
And it leads to, you're absolutely right. Do you know what that made me think of? It leads to a wider discussion of just representation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people, when they hear representation or just being a role model, they run away from it or try to escape it very quickly. But I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I've spoken about this multiple times and I still stand by this.
Mm.
If you call yourself a Christian, it's not even unfortunately. Fortunately, yes. It comes with responsibility.
Definitely.
By default.
And I don't mean to come across a certain way, but there's just certain life choices that you have to make because of the choice that you've made to serve the Lord and just be a Christian. And it's just as simple as that.
It's a calling.
And sometimes my brain can't keep up with people trying to argue against that, in a sense where, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I don't have a responsibility. How does that work? It's the same way with every single thing in life. So when it comes to Christianity, which is like one of the biggest and most important things, why is the line drawn?
There's
there with work, you represent your organization. With school, you wear your school uniform, you represent your school. Even times when you're outside of your school gates, as long as you're wearing that uniform, you represent your school.
On the school grounds,
you know. So when it comes to Christianity, like, and don't get it twisted, us sitting here, we're not the perfect Christians either, so it's not to say that at all, but I always have it in the back of my head, whether it's something I'm doing or not doing, I know that I have to represent Christ in everything that I do, and that's just what comes with
it.
You're not being forced to be part of the religion, but you've made that step, and that step naturally
that's
will come
what comes
responsibility
with it by default. And you know, I hate that argument, that, and that's something that I was convicted of, but you know, no one's perfect, it's like you said, it even says this in Colossians, we are representatives of Christ.
That's
we are
right.
ambassadors for Christ. Yeah. So whether, as I also said previously, whether you have the numbers, whether you have the platform, by default, if you call yourself a child of God, there is a responsibility, there's a duty to carrying that light, and that light should also show outwardly.
Definitely.
Yes, of course, it starts in the heart first, but eventually that should show outwardly as well.
Absolutely.
And one thing for me that I'm so conscious of now, this year that I've really, that's really in my mind, is when I go to certain places, I don't want people to look at me and think, oh yeah, she's just in the crowd. I want people to look at me and think, this one is set apart. There's a light, like I can see something different about it. And that's what, as a calling, that's what we're called to. That's a mutual call that we all have. So it's not about, oh, but you know, I'm not trying to come across as holier than thou.
No,
it's about, with obedience, naturally that follows. That is the result of obedience. There's a quote that I saw, you guys know me and my quotes. There's a book I'm reading by Timothy Keller. It's Counterfeit Gods. And it says, a changed life, salvation is not a response to a change. Wait, sorry, let me think of it. A changed life is a response to salvation, not salvation being a response to a changed life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ponder on
that's
that one.
That's beautiful.
When I saw that's that one.
That's beautiful. No, because it's deeper. Like, I feel like I think every Christian or even every human runs away from responsibility in one way or the other. Like, mm-hmm. nobody wants to feel like they're this preachy person. And it's not about being preachy. It's just living out your calling. Mm-hmm. Because like what Ashley said, I used to think holiness meant like something, whoa, like so much bigger than what I could imagine. But holiness needs to be set apart.
Yeah.
That's what holiness in itself, like if you wanted to bring it back to what the definition, like, it means to be set apart mm-hmm. in the way that you live your life.
Yeah.
So as a Christian, yes, you should be different.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be upset. I don't know. I feel like it's easy to be like, oh, but what are people going to think and this and that. And that. But it's like, there has to be. Yeah. There should be.
And also, not even just people thinking, what are people going to think, but also the difficulty that comes with it. Yeah. And no one says it's not going to be difficult because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, as much as salvation is personal, we're all on a journey. So it's always important to remember that we all struggle with different things. Yep. But it's just knowing that there will be growth and it's something that you're willing to let go of eventually. Definitely. And not holding on to and sort of having that, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the thing on modesty as well, I just think it's a really good witness, like, because I think the reason why it's a good witness is it gives other women, like, because we're women anyway, it gives other women the ability to know that, you know what, I can still be a Christian and do this, or I can still be a, like, I don't know, it so there's so many different, and I want us to be clear that modesty doesn't look one way. So just because some people like to wear the long skirt and, you know, all of that, but that's a stylistic choice.
Yeah.
There's other people that maybe it's trousers that they wear, but it's modest.
Yeah.
I think there's a need to talk about that too, because I think in Christendom and like just Christian community, there can sometimes be this narrative of what a Christian woman should look like.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's not black and white, it's not a one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all portray, I think what's most important is where your heart is. What are you trying to do with the way you dress and mm-hmm. carry yourself? How are you trying to carry,
that is
what
it.
Kind of message are you trying to portray?
Mm-hmm.
And like that what Ashley it. Said, same, it's, that's why we said modesty is all encompassing. Like, so it's also about where are you going?
Yeah.
You know, how are mm-hmm. you speaking? Because mm-hmm. modest in speech is one that we don't really talk about enough.
Oh my days, yes.
But like, if you're outside always effing and blinding, that one is no more than
F in this, F the bus, F the driver,
BS thing. This one,
F,
that's not modest
sheets
either.
Sheets that one.
And like, genuinely, it's not a good witness. Because
your mouth is in the gutter, you need to wash your mouth.
The Bible, like, says, how can blessing and cursing come out of the same mouth? You don't see a fountain that brings forth clean water and dirty water at the same time.
It's impossible.
Impossible. Can't.
Very impossible.
And that's why modesty is all of those things. Because for me, like, so you can be dressed beautifully, you can look amazing,
but elegant. If you open your mouth,
if everything is effing and blinding.
Now the weight is not balanced. It's like this. It's like, do you
it's
get
not, yeah, it's not making
complete.
Sense. No, but effing this, effing.
That's not modern.
I wanted to give a personal example to you, just so you know it's not coming from a place of judgment. This year that. we went out for Tem's birthday and I wore a very mini skirt. And I loved my outfit. And I personally think with my girls, I don't think there was an issue for me to wear it. So I wore it. But I didn't post it on my Instagram for a specific reason. Because for me, I know I have a level of influence. I also know that I'm a youth leader, like I'm a youth worker in my church, and there's people that look up to me, and there are people that are influenced by things that I do. Mm. And just in general, I just know that there's a witness that I'm trying to protect. Mm. So even though when I'm with the girls, I didn't think there's any issue with the outfit.
But in terms
I know
of
I felt a breeze on my...
Okay.
Yeah. And sorry. Like... Yeah, I felt it, but like I was like, okay, I can wear it, but I just felt like it doesn't need to live longer than the moment on my Instagram.
I get that, when you were actually talking about the whole bikini photos and stuff, that was actually the thought that came to my head, and I wanted to ask, like, because I'm sure people have this opinion as well, but they think if it's something that you can wear outside, and what you said at the end about you don't want it to live longer
than it has to.
Mm-hmm. But some people could say, why did it need to live in the first place?
And that's a very good
point. That's a good question.
Because obviously when I'm outside, I can't control who I'm going to see.
Exactly. Like that's the same with the beach. Bikini photos. It's like, it's another situation with posting it online for like your followers and everyone else to see. But then you're wearing it on the beach. They're also human beings. Actually, some people can consider that's even worse because they're right in front of you. They're seeing it live in the flesh.
Definitely.
So there's that as well.
My response to that would just be that when I was out, I had a long jacket with me that I was wearing if I was not taking the pictures that we took, and if I was, and when obviously in the restaurant we were sitting down, so to me it was fine. But it was also the evening, like it was like I could, all of those things. Not to say that that's the best reasoning to give, and it's not. I'm not trying to justify my decision, but that's just my.
That was just your reasoning. That was the reason.
I was like, I think making it clear as well, I was with my girls. If we went out and we were with a mixed group of guys and guys girls, I might have changed my outfit. Do you know what I mean? Just because the wisdom would come into the into play in that scenario. But like in this scenario, if I felt okay to go out like that, and I went out like that.
And that, and it's at the end of the day, there's certain things that conviction will come to play and others wouldn't, you know, at the end of the day.
Are you enjoying watching or listening to this episode? Of course the answer is yes. So why have you not subscribed? Subscribe below and like this video if you're enjoying it. Thank you.
But you know what? Whilst we're speaking about just modesty, but in the dress sense, I feel like I'm a guys, I'm such an example of this. Like in just my growth in the way I dress. No, it's a testimony, but it's not even a testimony, it's just my journey. My journey from like
no, I'm so proud guys, of you. Yeah, we know.
Guys, please.
No, you, do you remember? Yeah, you talk on it. It's, not, to talk.
It's not even about talk. I'll be honest. I don't even want to talk on it. I just want to mention it. I just want to give thanks to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because some of us have come a long way and just like in the way we dress.
I'm
and I feel like in life, the older I've gotten, my eyes have opened. My eyes have opened to a lot of things. I feel like there's been growth. I've looked at my past and just certain things I've done, and not to ever make myself seem like I was this rebellious or crazy.
Yeah, that's not the point.
That wasn't even what like not never to that extent, but there's definitely things I see differently than I used to see before.
I've grown so much.
We've all grown. Do you know what I mean? In our own ways.
Yeah. But growing for college.
Do you get what I mean? And I'm just praying for guidance for that growth to continue because it's so beautiful to see where you're coming from, where you are now, it's where you're about to go.
Yeah,
you
know that.
I'll beat you with this. Call me president.
Hey, president.
But yeah, like the point I'm trying to make is, yeah, like I wasn't like in terms of my dresses. And do you know what's so crazy? Sometimes listen to your mums, guys. Listen to your mums.
No,
I'll say, do you know? No, listen to your mums. We're gonna say that because there are times where we've spoken about African parents and just some of their downfalls. But when we need to give them their flowers, them let's up. Do so. So the same platform we're using to talk about the downfall, I will talk about my mum in the positive. Like that one been telling me.
Yeah.
You know what she's been saying? Like, why does that need to show?
No,
why
they know.
But it was just. No,
and you know what is? They see, like, imagine they know you. They know my child is so beautiful. Why does she need to dress like?
Why does she think? And I think, can I be honest? Like, again, everyone can have their opinions, but remember, you never know someone's true intentions. So don't argue back sometimes. Yeah, but my reasoning for even doing it in the first place was never for attention.
Yeah.
I promise.
You thought that was cute.
I just liked how it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And a lot of the time when you think of that, that would be your reason to stay consistent in just what you're doing.
But your appetite changed.
But with time, with just growth and just...
What you thought was cute has changed.
It's not...
Yeah, my definition of cute is not the same anymore.
And that's part of the journey.
If anything is opposite, that's not cute to me anymore.
Do you get? And I feel like that's what's not talked about enough, that when you become a Christian, your appetite does change.
Absolutely.
And it should change.
And that's how you know you're growing. That's how you know you're growing in Christ. That's because sometimes we look at our, it's sometimes hard to look at our journey and measure just how closer we're getting to God. And I remember watching a video on TikTok and someone was like, these are ways to know that you're getting close to Christ. And one of them is just seeing your growth basically from the things that you used to think was just, oh, like this is my lifestyle. I'm not going to change. There's nothing wrong with it. So now looking back and thinking, that one, I'm not sure.
A bit. That was like, you guys answered my question. I was going to ask you guys if like you feel like your style has changed at all as a response to whether it be your walk with God or just in general, like you just don't want to dress like that anymore.
Do you know what? For me, Tem can vouch for this. I think the way I was brought up, I've always just dressed very like
definitely.
Covered. I'm very covered all the time. That's just, but that's, and that's also been a preference of mine.
Yeah.
And that's why I say modesty is not necessarily a dressing thing because you can be fully dressed, but you're wearing that tight bodycon long to because you know that your bum looks great. Mm. Do you get?
Mm-hmm. So you get attention about, from yeah.
it. Or like, you know, if you have your breast like this, mwah. Do you get
packaged nicely? Like, even though it's fully covered, it's but it's sitting up in this way. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. That's not for me. I've always been a quite like, if you want to call it covered person. I think for me, what's changed is I've understood my body and like how to dress for my body more.
Right, that's another
over
thing.
Time, mm-hmm. and I'm great. And I know that basically my understanding of what it means to still be to be a Christian, I still look beautiful, still look nice, but in your own style.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I think there's that growth. There's that growth. There's actually growth in understanding that being modest is so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Oh. It's so beautiful because before, like, I think the mindset was like, oh, like covering up is just old. Like, why do I need to do that? I'm young, but the logic does not make sense. What does your age have to do with like?
The way African parents hate, I'm young.
Do you know? No, because you
they
know,
hate
I'm
it.
Young.
Every they
I'm
hate
young.
It.
No, but do you know what? Somebody said this at a church thing one time, and I said, I agree with this so much because yeah, it has nothing to do with age.
No.
For me, it's always like, why is something on show that you're not selling? When they said that one time, I know for some people that might sound like objectification. It might sound, but it's the narrative or like the messaging behind that is that why must things that you're not readily willing to give out? Why must they just be the first talking point or the first thing that people see? Because for me, the reason why I think modesty is beautiful is because it leaves space for people to be interested in your character versus how you look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not even only about nakedness and everything like that. It's just like, it gives space for people to actually know you versus have a perception of you or think of you in a certain way because of the way that you carry yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a great point.
What about you, Dash?
Look how I'm looking at it. Do you know what? I feel like I've always been half and half. I feel like I have dressed modestly, but there has been moments where it hasn't been as modest. I don't know if you guys remember, like, I cleared all my pictures.
Oh,
on
she's the queen.
That was very intentional. That the one that just went anyway.
Oh,
that
just
was,
recently.
Yeah, that was very intentional because I was convicted pictures that were on there. And you know, it wasn't like there was a madness on there or bikini pictures. No, there wasn't anything bad. But for me, it was, I'm not going to go back and forth with God. It's really as simple as that.
Especially when
I've spent a really long time doing that, like trying to be in control, but it's just very much I just felt the Holy Spirit telling me, yeah, these pictures need to go. And
especially when
clean.
It's a clear message, it's like I don't even have an excuse,
right?
You know where it's come from.
Yeah,
it's from the Holy
I don't
Spirit
need to, yeah. And if the Holy Spirit knows like the matters of the heart, so who am I to now say, oh, but it's not that bad,
but
and
he knows what you thought.
That's what I'm saying, the Holy Spirit knows. So that's why for me, I just cleared everything. And I think within the past like couple of months, I've been really intentional with like not just where I buy, but what I buy as well. Even when it comes to like nights out, going out to eat, stuff like that, like holidays coming up, I'm just very intentional with what I put on my body because as much as I want to look good, that you can still look good, and as I said, and still be modest.
Definitely.
And
you
the box so
that's
cute.
It and the bottom line is I just want to please God consistently, not here and there, or oh, I think God will understand but because I want to wear this. No, it's just I want it to be a consistent thing.
That becomes a lifestyle,
right?
That's it
crazy, man. Well, I had a question, but it left me now.
I was going to ask you a question because you kind of answered that to Ashley's question already. What do you think was like the catalyst towards the growth that you have now?
That's a good question. The catalyst of growth. Honestly, it's not even that complicated. It's just God. It's God, and I feel like I'm in a different space in my life now than I was before. Like, the environment that you surround yourself is very important. And I was going to say, also, of course, the friends you surround yourself are also important, but I don't think there was anyone around me that influenced me to dress the way I was dressing before. I think it was just mainly, like, it's good to take responsibility. It was just my decision to dress the way I did. Like, I had different friends around me even at that time. You guys were my friends. I had other friends. So do you know what I mean? Like, so it wasn't even that. I think it's just genuinely just growth. Like, it's just genuinely having a different mindset and just being exposed to certain things. And just even like my journey on spirituality as well has changed. Do you know what I mean? And that's just come with age, being older, just life experiences as well. And just seeing things for genuinely what they are and just not being stubborn when God is talking. Like,
heavy on that one.
That's it.
It's, mm-hmm. Sometimes it's so simple. Like it's not anything that's complicated. Like I could sit here and tell you like, oh, something transformational happened in my life. No.
And that's it.
It really didn't.
It was just, yeah.
It was just the journey. Like again, the journey. There's a, that I've always known, regardless of wherever I find myself, I always known that I'm set apart and I've always known that there's a destination for me to reach. I always knew what the destination looked like, but the journey, I didn't know the roots.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah,
that's I love the answer. It's so simple, it's but really it's simple. So like it will go over a lot of people's heads. Well, I think sometimes, just as human beings, not even believers, we overcomplicate things.
Yeah,
like, we're waiting for God to show us this massive sign. We're waiting for a dream. We're waiting for a vision. We're waiting for like someone to life changing experience. Tell us a message. Sometimes all it is you taking that first step.
Yeah,
that first step of obedience and letting God do the rest. That's like it. Walking with Him every day and allowing Him to renew your mind, and then naturally, you'll start to see things for what they are and realize, hold on, this isn't actually nice, or this isn't actually pleasing God, or this isn't actually modest. Like how I'm dressing, this doesn't really show that I'm a representative of God.
That's it.
So that just happens naturally, but it does require you taking that first step.
Go on. I was gonna, because sometimes we're waiting for a voice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes all of these things are actually said, but you know you felt uncomfortable wearing what a dress.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we look for signs. Somebody needs to come out and take the clothes off of you, your body, before you say
Was you when you were out, when you were feeling uncomfortable.
Because for me, I'm not going to lie. Me, I don't even feel like... And the thing is, the Holy Spirit is so kind with the way He corrects. Because for me, for instance, like, if I'm adjusting myself in an outfit too much because I can tell that something is just... Mm. All the time, I'm like, okay, either tailor it, maybe close the slit slightly, do something, modify the outfit. But like, I don't think it takes somebody coming to have a sit down with you and be like, babe, because even if somebody did that, a lot of us are stubborn and we're resistant to change. We're stubborn to correction. Where what the Lord is actually just is like, do you think that my idea of what is good for you?
Right.
That's what the Lord is kind of trying to always tell us. Like, do you want to align your ideals of what is good with mine?
Yeah.
And until you're ready to, then.
And do you know what's so beautiful about just the transition and just, you know, doing the things of the Lord? Like, you know it's from God when, how do I put it? You know it's from God when it's like a natural, like you're just not interested naturally anymore.
Yeah.
Rather than, I'm still interested, but I need to do this for God. It doesn't work like that.
No.
Like you genuinely don't find interest in them anymore.
And do you know what I mean?
That's how you know this is from God and you're on the right path, because it's just a natural desire. Your lifestyle changes and you love your new lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's not like I don't love this life, so I'm just doing it to please God. Like, do you know what I mean? It just comes over and you're just beautiful about it. Like, it's just like a nice, wholesome feeling that you get. Like, this is my new life and I enjoy it so much. Definitely. Like, why did I not get here sooner? I remember the question.
Oh yeah, go.
So it's about, what was it about? So it's about you mentioned something about different body types and it sparked something in my head.
Oh, okay.
So do you know where I'm going with
it? I know where you're going with it.
There's this argument or discussion or debate, whatever you want to call it, that like some women just say it's not fair that they can wear certain things and they can look more sort of
modest,
it could look more modest than on other bodies, so is it fair that they should be judged because maybe they have more, like, I don't know, enhanced features compared to others, other girls that maybe like might be slimmer than them and things like that. Also, I should have sent this prior, but there was a video I saw a while back on Twitter of a woman. She had like a baby dedication at the church or christening or something like that, and she's brought her baby, and her and her husband were wearing matching attires, and the top of her clothes were basically like, there was cleavage. I don't think it was a bit, in my opinion it was quite a lot of cleavage, and there was a discussion around it, and I remember us and some of my other girls, and they were like, oh, because she just has bigger boobs, that's just all it is. And in my head I thought, yeah, it's obvious she has bigger boobs, but then I was thinking, because you have bigger boobs, there's just,
you dress to accommodate
your boobs and things like that. So yeah, the question is basically, what are your thoughts on that one in terms of having different body sizes? Because yes, fair enough, it's not fair, but life isn't fair. You know?
I think you answered your question. You dress to accommodate.
I have a lot to
and
say.
And you know, it's not even to sound harsh, but it's, I do think it's unfortunate that we're speaking about curvaceous bodies, that unfortunately that whatever they wear is going to look sexy, or it's going to look more you know, enticing, if that's the word.
Mm.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
However, with that being said, again, this is, I'm speaking to my believers. You dress to...
No, because
if you're not believing, you're not going to understand things of the spirit.
It's going to go over your head.
Do you know what I mean? You're going to hear something.
You're not inside the club. You can't hear the music. This is not... Do you get... No, right. It's true.
Yeah, you're right.
When you're in the club, you can't hear the music. Yeah, like, when you're outside of the club, you can't hear the music.
You're right,
man. So only those in the club will know what that's the song
powerful
is.
She said, you're hearing the noise.
You're talking from outside the club. You can't even get in.
I can't hear you.
No, facts though.
Yeah.
Facts.
Well, you can get in. It's free.
Yeah, it's
free. But once you're in, you will hear. But if you're not in, you can't hear.
So that's why I have to keep saying I'm talking to my believers. You have to dress to accommodate.
Yeah, I think we need to go back to the beginning of what is the goal of modesty.
Mm.
The goal of modesty is to represent Christ well. So unfortunately...
In this context, yeah.
In general, the goal of modesty is always to represent Christ. That's why we're modest in our speech. Mm. That's why we're modest in anything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because our goal is not to attract people to us, but it's to attract people to God.
Mm.
So on the topic of body types, is that the same way you're happy that your body is one way and you should be grateful to the Lord that is that way, you should also be grateful in the way that you dress. Because, like, it sounds harsh and it sounds unfair. I know how it feels because I have big breasts and I have a very small frame. So, like, there's certain things that I've joked or even been serious and said, oh, it's so unfair. Girls can wear, like, these really nice small tops and it doesn't look... And I have this thing that I always say, if I wear a small top now, it looks like I'm feeding the 5,000. But like, that's just the life that I have to.
And it's just an acceptance and just moving accordingly.
Because what? God made my body this way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's also acknowledging the world that we live in. We live in a fallen world. I'm not trying to be a stumbling block to other people. And yes, people don't want to hear that because they're hearing, oh, so you need to think about men when you dress and you need to think about this. And yes, you do. Because why? Because you're a Christian and you think about your fellow human being. You prefer other people above yourself. Mm. And it's not in a way of like you're in slavery or you're in bondage to or this, like
being controlled,
or you're being controlled
but
by
we're called to
but
serve.
It's that you're, thank you, you're called to serve. So in I'm doing it in gladness, and what? Because I can still dress nice and the breasts are tucked away, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah, I can vouch for the whole bigger breast because I've done both. Like, my body's what I mean, it's fluctuated quite a bit growing up, and the things that I could wear again when I was like 22, I had, it was a hard acceptance, but it's I had to accept that I can't wear certain tops anymore because my breasts have gotten bigger and I have to accommodate for that. Mm-hmm. It's just what
and
it
that's
is
the life.
It's just what it is,
and you can still look nice,
and you can still look nice.
And that's really it.
I think that's what a lot of people fear is, oh, but if I dress this way, I fear that I'm not gonna look as nice, so I'm not gonna get the same attention I get. Well, maybe you'll actually get better attention
and
the
right
motive attention.
And that's what motive? And why is that your motive? That's when you got a question. Remember we're talking about intention. That's mm-hmm. my key word for today, intentionality.
Yeah, because if we want to talk about modesty in music as well, the music choices, the shows that you watch, it's all about, like, you were happy to do the research into J. Cole's latest album, and you were happy to do the research into all the latest albums from a certain, from the secular world. You were happy to do a listening party, and you were happy to do the research. When it comes to now looking for Christian music, or you're coming to listen, look, do research into things that will better and edify your life, you don't want to do the research.
Mm.
So because you don't want to do the research, everything is rubbish.
Or even you're not looking for brands that are actually making items
for
that
you
might actually like.
And that's it. It's as simple as that. Like, we're happy to put and exercise a lot of effort into things that destroy us a lot of the time.
Mm.
But the things that build us up and edify us, we're not willing to do as much research.
Or to put in the work.
You know, and work into it. But in a relationship that you want to grow, you do the necessary things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, because
there
say,
might be someone at home thinking, oh, but you know, a lot of the reigning trends these days, or the type of clothes that are made, are, you know, the holes, the crop tops. Well, stop buying from fast fashion. Like, there are other websites.
Yeah.
There are other places.
Yeah, a bit of
that
research
make,
can go a long way.
There are other places that use the material that they buy, all of the material.
Fully formed clothes.
From top to bottom.
Yeah.
And they use it well.
Yep.
So you just gotta look.
And yeah, I know it's not as cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So not,
or even easy to find.
You get.
Yeah.
But there's always an alternative.
Yeah.
There will always be an alternative.
It's so funny actually, because even today I was searching on TikTok. I used the hashtag like Christian outfits.
Mm.
Do you see the Christian outfits? They had corsets.
Oh.
On the hashtag. I was just like,
where's your TikTok shop?
No, I was just searching the hashtag on TikTok because I came across a girl that was wearing a very nice outfit. I wanted to know where it was from. Mm. And I saw the hashtag in her video, Christian outfits. Yeah. And I thought, let me click on that. Let me see more of this. More sets. Ripped jeans. I was like, that's not great. Okay, anyway.
Well,
okay.
Thank you, guys.
Praying that the Lord guides us all in Amen. The decisions that we make. And we will see.
We'll see you on our next episode. Bye.
Bye, guys.